How do you wake them up?
How do we wake them up? We talk, we speak, you know what I mean? We know that we don't want to come out here, you know what I mean, with a sluggish practice like we had today, though. And I started in the weight room, I could tell the guys, you know, we had a long weekend off. And we started in the weight room, really, guys, just moving slow. And you got to talk to them and talk to yourself into going out there and practicing today.
Did it take a little while for some of the guys to get used to your personality?
Well, not really. Not in our wide receiver room, because most of the guys are young and they get the things that I bring in. I got a lot of attitude to myself. Just come and go.
Seems like you've taken Brian a little bit under your wing. He's kind of similar to you in a lot of ways. How do you react to that?
Oh, man, it's actually wonderful. We actually teaching each other a lot of stuff, and me just being a big guy and being a physical guy and being in lead so long, I learned a lot from a lot of guys. I worked with Randy Morris. He's a big guy, but not as big as me, but on my route running and using my body, kind of feel.
Coach Fisher said a couple of weeks ago that a lot of times young guys are thinking a lot out there, so they don't play fast. He said that you kind of say, hey, just play fast. You make a mistake, fine, but just play fast.
I believe so, especially as a rookie and me coming on OTAs, I say the first 2-3 weeks, everything's just moving too fast for me, and I was just going out there second-guessing myself. But when you go out there, you just got to play fast. If you're wrong, you're wrong. That's what practice is for, and the coach is going to correct you.
You're pretty good on the playbook now. You got
to. Oh yeah, I say we're pretty much down. Like I say, 95% to 100% down. We're gonna start using signals more throughout the preseason, but we don't want to show that much. But everything else, I'm fine with.
You know, when he was talking about quick, you really go up and get the ball, and that's something even Torrey Holt said when he was a rookie that he needed to work on. Can you see that maybe what's not only him watching you, but you talking to him, is it starting to pay off a little bit? Or
I believe so. That's even our small guys, though. It's not just Brian Quick. That's even, Tavon, that's Stead Bailey, and the rest of the guys that's out there playing. We're going up there and getting the ball at this highest point and really focusing on the ball. We tell each other, we catch before two, so catch the ball before 2 feet hit.
Katie, how good can this wide receiver group be? You've got a lot of different, you've got some big guys, some speed guys.
I'm saying right now, one of the best in the league, to tell you the truth. If we get this offense down pack and we're on the same page as Sam on every single play, I said we would be the best in the league because the things that we do and the way we mix up our receivers.
When you got here, could you envision yourself being a leader of the group? It really seems like you're kind of the leader of the wide receiver.
It's kind of, both ways to me, because I was coming in as a new guy and they knew the offense better than I know, but they're also young, and I knew running routes and how to run routes better than they did, and seeing coverages out there, how you would run certain routes on different coverages. So I can say I had to take a leadership in the room, just being a guy that's 6 years in, and coach had an expectation for me to do it.
You're what, 25 or 26?
25.
Did you ever think you'd be a lead a wide receiver room that young? I mean, that's still young.
No, to tell you the truth, I'm still growing as a person and as a player, and I'm still learning. Like I said, I'm still learning off these guys, and they're showing me a lot, and then offensive coordinator is showing me a lot, and wide receiver coach is showing me a lot. It's like I'm a rookie all over again.
When you watch Brian Quick, what do you think about his game? What do you see out there when you see
him? Oh, man, Brian Quick, he brings a little bit of basketball into the game of football because the way he moves and the way he runs his routes, and which is awesome because some guys don't know what he's doing at certain times on top of his route. So that's something I would like to do in my game.